Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's take a trip back to April 17th of 2011. That's the last time the city of Buffalo had a taste of the NHL playoffs as the Sabres took on the Philadelphia Flyers. We're not focusing on the heartbreaking end of that season, though. Instead, we're looking at all that's changed since then. How about pop culture? The number one song in the nation was E.T. by Katy Perry. Rio, the animated movie starring Anne Hathaway, was number one at the box office.
See what you've been missing?
Instagram was only 6 months old and barely a blip on the social media radar. If you did have Instagram on your phone, you were probably using an iPhone 4. The PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360 were the hottest gaming consoles at the time. Netflix was around, and it was a lot cheaper, just $8 a month. They were also still sending out DVDs. For some people, this might be their first time watching a Sabres playoff game in high definition. According to Nielsen data from November of 2010, 44% of homes in the U.S. didn't have an HD set or HD service yet. That same set of Nielsen data said more than 80% of what people were watching 15 years ago was in standard definition. Gas prices were high, averaging $4 a gallon in New York. Meanwhile, the U.S. was closing in on one of its greatest victories.
Tonight, I can report to the American people and to the world that the United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden, the leader of Al-Qaeda.
That was less than a week after Buffalo's Game 7 loss to Philly. President Obama was still in his first term when that happened. So when the puck drops for Game 1 at KeyBank Center, maybe take a moment to look back at how long it took to get here. I'm Lucas Buckley, WBEN.com News.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.